Not just Mr. Matt Good. No! He brought Rich with him. A couple of members of the Matthew Good Band. We'll talk to them in just a couple of minutes.
And we'll give away some CDs and stuff like that.
New cult Rise, the song of Vancouver's New Rock, 99.3 The Box.
It's like a cool, refreshing drink on a hot afternoon.
Thank you very much. Request by the one and only Mr. Matthew Good in our studios. People are people from Depeche Mode.
I gotta sit down. I haven't danced like dancing.
Oh, you please.
When was the last time we danced like that, Rich?
In the back of the Stardust roller rink,
was it?
Introducing Rich Prisky. You brought Rich down with you. Hello, Rich.
I love when they screw your last name.
Oh, man. Did I get it wrong? Prisk. Sorry.
Do your research.
Oh, Pris. Man.
Thank you, and welcome back to the control room. Did you say do your research? Man, guys, fists are off here.
That a boy.
See, you're not coming to Pokernight, Rich.
Put the smack down.
Put the smack down. Congratulations on the album.
Thanks.
It's actually not an album, it's an EP, and I know one of the questions earlier on was asked, what's the name of Matthew Good's first EP? Loser Anthems would be it. Why did you release this if you guys are working on a new album right now, which is supposed to come out sometime in the fall?
I don't know, man. I have a short attention span, I guess. We had a couple songs kicking around from Beautiful Midnight that I remixed when I was on vacation last year in January. And I wrote kind of a segue between the two of them and did a little orchestra number and played piano, which I didn't really do that well. And then when we came home, I had that sitting around for about a year. And I just decided one day to go into a warehouse for a day. And I recorded the last three of those songs on the EP by myself in just a day. And then we threw it together, and we're selling it. And people are buying it.
And you're gonna make some greenbacks on this for sure.
What the hell, suckers?
Nice. Did you notice that right up there, the Furious 5 at 5? You see number one?
You know what the great thing about that song is? I wrote that song for Underdog.
Oh, did you really?
Like, that song has been around for 5 years.
Really?
Yeah, 5 years old, that song.
You've been sitting on a number one for 5 years. It's number one right up there.
And it's been hurt.
We're going to talk about the book. We're going to talk about hopefully getting to see you up on stage very soon. We'll talk about the new album. We'll talk all kinds of talk. Do you want to talk to Matt Good or Rich?
If you would like to meet us in a public forum, give us a call, because damn, do we love that.
280-CFOX, now's your chance to talk to actual rock stars in the Fox studio. If you're just joining us in studio, we've got Matthew Good and from the band, bass player Rich Prisk. Screwed it up twice on you, Rich. Sorry, man. Are you digging on that badass groove?
What the hell is up with that, man? I love
this right there. That's what we're listening to right there.
We're listening
in the background.
To Le Duc. Celebration.
Why? Si, si. You got a book coming out, Matt?
It's true.
Why?
It's a cookbook.
It's a cookbook.
Place the Mr. Noodles in boiling water for 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
What's the book about? When's it coming out?
It's you know, another money-making scheme, really.
All right, man.
It's not about anything that pertains to anything important or anything. I'm not giving it away.
September.
Go out, look for it. It'll be in bookstores.
Rich, do you have anything to say at all?
There may be some colorful maps.
Other than to belittle me on my lack of prep on this, Rich, do you have anything at all to add to the broadcast?
Buy Matt's book.
There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, there we go. Brad Prisk right there.
Why don't we talk a little SSX, man?
SSX, snowboarding.
That's all we've been doing. We finished mixing the new record last night at like 3:30 in the morning. But
how does that feel?
Good.
Now, you finished in studio yesterday
or at
somebody's house in the basement on Pro Tools yesterday?
No, we finished it at the warehouse
At the warehouse?
It's been since September, so it's been a long haul, but we're done.
So what do you do? 3:30 in the morning, you're done, that's it? Do you crack some champagne, or is it a couple of beers? Do you light some doobies? What the hell do you do?
You know, you send the hookers home and...
That's it, ladies, get the hell out, we're done.
Clean off the coffee table, exactly.
Really?
They carry you out, man.
Now, what's the process now? You're done, your part's done, or are you producing this as well?
No, Warren Livesey produced it again. It was kind of like a big collective, really. It's kind of like we start, say, at this level, mm-hmm. and then we just it reduces from there, and we just blame each other.
Oh, definitely. Point the finger.
For it becoming slowly and slowly more crap.
What's it called? When's it come out?
What are we going to call it? We're going to call it Hit. What are we going to call it again?
Number one hit single.
Number one hit single or something like that. Record debuted it for 52 weeks at number one? No, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm writing that down.
We haven't,
quote you
we haven't decided yet.
We wanted to call it the Ghost of John Tesh, but
that's really pretty good. All right, we could talk blah, blah with you guys all damn day, or we could play a song from the new Loser Anthems. Why don't you set this up for us, Matt? Why are we playing the song we were playing, and what's it called?
It's called Flight Recorder from Viking 7, and this is the first song I've ever written from the perspective of a D-Space probe.
Fair enough. Remember, you're hearing it first right here on the Fox.
What the hell?
Song we were playing, and what's it called?
It's called Flight Recorder from Viking 7. And this is the first song I've ever written from the perspective of a D-Space probe.
Fair enough. Remember, you're hearing it first right here on the Fox.
What the hell?
Thank you. Oh, is that a quick fade?
Yeah. Now, see, if I that was sweet. That was some sweet shit. Do that again. It's like breaking into it. Just like we're back from commercial when Miami Vice is on, right?
Matthew Good with Richard. Sorry, is it Richard? I don't want to screw up your name five times in one sitting.
It's Disc.
I'll just go with Rich. Disc. Prisk.
Dick
Thank
Prisk.
You very much.
Absolutely.
Dick Prisk.
Dick Prisk.
Here in the Fox Studios, today the Loser Anthem is in stores. There's only 35,000 copies available.
It's true.
They're
all numbered individually.
That song we just heard called Flight Recorder from Viking 7. Featuring the vocal stylings of, who was the guest on that?
Holly McDonald.
Love Holly McDonald.
Holly just came down and threw that down for me.
Can we talk about her breast milk?
No.
Okay, we'll leave that out. That was an off-air
what?
Conversation. That was an off-air conversation. We will not talk about that.
Whatever, dude.
I want to say hello to Claudia, who is listening in small town Ontario right now. Big fan of Matthew Goodband. Also listening from Toronto, where they listen to Edge 102 regularly. Now they're listening to The Fox. Thank you to Chrissy. And I'd given you another one from somebody down in Pennsylvania. I think it was listening to The Fox as well.
I'm supposed to say hi to Robin.
Hello to Robin.
Carolina just called in. She was in the Apparitions video. She was the prostitute. She played the part of the prostitute in the Apparitions video for her friend Robin. So, hey. And where was that? Pennsylvania, where?
Oh, I don't know. It's somewhere. Wasn't that the video that was shot right over there in the Scotia Tower?
How about straight downstairs?
Oh, is it in this building?
In this building.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. Small world.
Oh, here we go.
What does that say, Richard?
Can I just read it?
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I heard you were giving out the new MGB EP Loser Anthems.
Man, nothing gets by. Nothing gets by, Rich. You are a tough son of a bitch.
Man,
he's tough.
Brutal.
Loser Anthems in stores today is probably expected to sell out in the next day or two.
I don't know. Maybe not. Let's see. Is there anything scandalous? I'd love to get my hands all over Rich. Yeah. It's so hard to get when you live around here.
It's cold up north.
What happens to Rich? What happens to Matt? What happens to the rest of the band between now that the recording's done, and the time that the album is going to come out? Are there any shows being planned? When can we hope to see you guys up on stage here in Vancouver?
Oh, here in Vancouver, I'm not sure. There may be a summer date at the end of July, but we have a tour coming up that starts at the end of June, but we bypass Vancouver because we played we played seven shows at Christmas, man.
Yeah, Christmas. Hello, we're talking spring now. We've got time for you.
What are we, like the house band down at the unicorn now or something?
What are the odds you guys will guest on somebody else's stage? Like, I know that your good friend Todd Kearns has got Static and Stereo CD release at the Commodore on Saturday night. Now, you helped it, or he helped you out on Beautiful Midnight.
Yep.
You helped him out on the Static and Stereo album.
So wrote a song on that.
Yeah. So, what I'm thinking is...
It depends.
Makes sense to me.
If I recover from the poker game on Friday night, maybe I'll be there, man. But I don't know. I think, where were we planning? We were planning on going to Cabo San Lucas, I think. Me, Rich, and Ian, and our girlfriends.
Nice.
Just so we can drink at Cabo Wabo.
That's Sammy's place.
Sammy Hagar's Sammy,
Sammy's
bar.
Place. Can you guys hang out and help on the Furious 5 at 5?
Absolutely.
Best new rock songs of the day as chosen by you, the listener, and Rich and Matt from the Good Band in just a minute.
Hey, look. Here.
We've got enough people calling the phones, calling the Fox here, 280-CFOX. Are you getting dirty here, man? We've got a legitimate radio station.
It's the gift
station.
That keeps on giving that.
We've got a legitimate interview here, a legitimate station. 280-CFOX, you want to talk to Rich or Matt? We'll take your calls right now. Hi, Fox.
Rich.
What's your name? Hello? Hello?
Nope, we lost him.
Nope.
Hi, Fox. Do you want to talk to Matt Good?
Sure to do, buddy.
All right, go ahead.
I just want to know why Symbolistic White Walls has never played at their shows.
Because I hate that song with a passion.
Wow, well, we're going to scratch that one off the Furious 5 and 5. Good to know.
That'd be the answer.
But why do you hate Symbolistic White Walls so much?
I don't know, man. After you play something like 3,000 times, you just don't want to ever play it ever again. I'm not saying that we might not do it in some, you know, reunion tour in the future. But, no.
Sorry, I can't say. Hi, Fox. What's your name?
Tina.
Tina, you want to talk to Matt Good or to please say hi to Rich Prisk?
Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Actually, my name's Sheena.
Oh, hi, Sheena.
Sheena.
So, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. I actually wanted to say, hey, how you doing? This is Sheena from Powell River. I actually don't even get cable very good, so I'm like out in my parking lot, in my truck, trying to listen to 99.3 statically. And I wanted to see how you guys are doing and how long you guys are home for.
Great enthusiasm.
I'm not holy.
I just love the enthusiasm. I think that's great.
Powell River.
I used to live in Powell River.
Yeah, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah. What street did you live on? What street did you live on?
Like Main Street? I don't know.
I was like three. I'm doing as little as possible is what I'm doing.
All right, one more call, and we'll jump into the Furious Five. Hi, Fox, what's your name? Oh, they don't want to talk on the radio. Hi, Fox, what's your name?
Hello? Hi. This is Melissa.
Hello, Melissa. Do you want to talk to Matt Good?
And Rich.
And thank you.
Hi. Right. I was wondering, well, I don't. You probably remember me, but I do all those weird drawings for you guys.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Nice. You know, the Powder Puff.
Oh, did you do the Powder Puff one or something?
Yeah.
Those are cool.
That
was cool. We put those up on the dressing room doors at the Vogue.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man, that was great. My girlfriend still has that one.
That's great. I was just wondering, this isn't music related.
Yeah.
But it's for Rich. I spoke to Ian before one of those shows back then, and he was saying he really doesn't like Pikachu. And why did Rich make that up?
You just totally got called on it, dude.
That is so not true. Ian said that?
That's what he told me. He said he likes Ultraman.
I think that's a lie. He actually bought the Pikachu Volkswagen Bug. He actually owns that car. That's Ian's car.
What the hell is Pikachu? For guys like me, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Talk to him.
Rich, you're the expert on, what is that, those cartoon things for kids?
Really, Ian is the
Pokemon? Is that a Pokemon thing?
Pokemon, yeah. And Pikachu is one of the main
characters. Talk to Ian, really.
It's all about Ian.
No, we're not talking. This is a new rock station. We're not talking Pokemon. Get the hell out.
This is the Furious the five most requested new rock songs of the day with Jeff O'Neill on 99.3 The Fox.
Matt, do you want to help out on the Furious Five? Say that this is number five in the band and the song there, right there. You see the that one right there. Yeah. Do you want to talk about it? Same thing. Yeah, you're on right now. You're live. Yeah.
Number five on the Furious Five would be Shonecore with Bone Cracker.
A little enthusiasm.
Kind of a cross-genristic.
You know what? You know what that's about, eh, Bonecracker?
Is it? I'm the come from behind with the.
Sorry. You know what? That's what Corey White told me. Anyways.
It's a liberal arts program, really.
The Furious Five at five. Number four.
Number four this week is,
it's today. Right? It's today, Richard.
Number four today is Tricky with Evolution Revolution Love Cut One. Yeah, going out at you straight from Coquitlam.
Number two is a song from Gorillaz, which is a band that is not a band. This is entitled Clint Eastwood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that good. Don't quit your
band
day job.
Is not. Hero who appears in sky. I can't believe they're doing that. They're waving back at them. Hello, everybody.
We have a ton of people that came over to, would that be considered a ton of people, Matt? Or Rich?
It's people.
We have a bunch of people who came to
They're
meet.
In the lobby right now. Is the station on in the lobby? Obviously not, because they can't hear it.
No,
we got them on the coolest.
I think they listen to CKNW in the lobby down there. But we got a ton of people on the security camera jumping around because Matt sent a message down saying, I want to see them jump up and down. I think that's funny.
Make them jump for me.
Gorillaz from, Clint Eastwood from Gorillaz. Their album is called Gorillaz.com, and actually, if you go to the website, could be the second best band website ever.
I thought you said it was the best.
I know, but we're on
Matt
the
is
now,
good
so
being
No, I'm going to say Matt Good is the, you know.
Numero. Get Larry back on the phone to do that stuff again.
That was Willie. It wasn't Larry.
It was Larry?
Yeah, it was.
Willie. Larry. No?
I mean, there's two of them? I thought it was just like one guy.
Nope, just two of them. There's two of them. Furious 5 at 5, brought to you by the good folks at Subway. Try their Asiago cheese and whole wheat bread. Yum, good stuff at Subway. It's time to get into the number one song, and to help us out is just a friend of mine who dropped by.
The Furious 5, number one.
What?
Well, I want you to introduce the song.
Hang on a second.
Part.
No.
We're going to do this again. Come on.
Furious 5, number one.
Okay, go.
Now.
Yeah, didn't it?
No.
Now I'm going to do it.
We're going to get it right here.
Do it with him, man. I'm no good at this.
Rick, you do it, Rick.
Number one.
Here we go.
This is Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden.